Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting... Oh!
Let him play!
He wins. Great steak. Smells like poo.
Honestly, like if Urban Meyer wants to come to Connecticut, bring him on. I mean, come on. I'll take him too.
Nia Jackson, I think, weighs 280 pounds.
Oh!
Can we isolate that clip? Nia Jackson weighs 280 pounds. Oh!
Let her play.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for this special show. Good to have you with us from the Dave in the City studios in Southern California. We are in the middle of a very scary time in our globe, and we were supposed to come on here with the NCAA tournament preview, but life intervened, and we are now in the middle of the biggest virus outbreak I'm not sure if it's the biggest one ever, but the biggest one certainly of the 21st century. The coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak has been holding a lot of us at bay, and numerous large facilities have been closed down, and a lot of large events have been postponed or outright canceled. And that's essentially the gist of it. So as a result, there will be no sports, no movies, probably no movies. I think that some theaters are still going, but as they restrict the numbers more and more, it had been 500 and then it was 250, then it was 100, and now it's 25. As that continues to get tighter and tighter, I feel like the odds of being able to go to a movie theater are pretty low. And here in California, they just announced that, for all intents and purposes, they're shutting down all bars and brew pubs, and that's a killer. Because if you wanted to just go out and just commiserate, even with like two people, even that is not on the table at this point. So I realize it's a tough time for a lot of us, and a lot of us are going to be stuck at home, and we're going to be doing work from home in a lot of cases, or even out of a job in some cases, unfortunately. So I looked at that and I said, well, what am I going to do for 2 months without sports? And I think it could be 2 months, it could be 3 months, it could be a month and a half, but we know it's at minimum 30 days. And every sport is shut down, everything. There's only like one league still going, and it's Liga MX in Mexico, and maybe one other league that I didn't know about, but I think it's only a matter of time before even they probably don't have sports. So it's quite a wild time. So I thought I could just use this time and catch up on Netflix. I can still do that. But I thought that it would also be a good time to talk to some of the other people in our DidCal universe, in our neighborhood, and all the guests we've had over the years. We can bring some of them back and even introduce new people to the show in what I am going to call the DidCal A to Z anthology series. So to start us off, to explain what the purpose of this series is, I want to bring in our friend Kevin on the Cape, who is in Massachusetts, probably one of the epicenters of this outbreak. Kev, good to have you back, and thank you for joining us tonight. How's it going?
It's going well, Dave. Anthology series, I like that.
Yeah. Once I started rolling out the idea and I started writing down some of the possible topics and guests, it was really great. In a text conversation with you, I first was telling you, hey, we're going to roll out guests and we'll order the guests A to Z, but then you said that, oh, it would be a great topic to have a Q topic. And then I'm like, wait a second. You're right. We could do topics too. And I think your moment of brilliance was just something I'm going to remember forever. Kev, I got to tell you, that was a great
call. I don't know if it's so much a moment of brilliance, but when I thought of A to Z with people, I don't know if I could come up with 26 people that we know and figure, you know, you probably have a lot more folks than I do, but I came up with like three people that I know, which is a pretty terrible, which is, I don't even know, that's like the earliest Egyptian alphabet, maybe, with a couple of letters that I could pull off. But expanding it to topics,
yeah,
whether it be sports or stuff that you're on your game with, you know, food, sports, movies, expanding the topics, bringing in some people, A to Z, I think you can fire them off. Are you going to try to do them one every day?
I don't know if I'm going to do them every day, because if you did them every day, then this series would only run 26 days. So I don't think the outbreak is going to be that short. So I'd like to do shows. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how this goes. I think the idea is to do at least two of them a week, at least two of them a week. We could do three. And if things really start cooking, we could even do we could do them every day, but I figured I think if we have like two or three every week, we can get so give something for our audience to enjoy while we don't have anything any actual sports to talk about. And because otherwise, I'm going to go on a two-month hiatus, and I don't know. That'd be kind of odd. But it is, I know I can imagine from your point of view. And first of all, how are you doing? Is your family doing all right? Are you guys doing okay? You guys are healthy and everything?
Yeah, everybody's good. The all the schools here are closed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of shutting down. I think parents are more freaked out about what the hell they're going to do with their kids for the next 2 weeks than they are about getting the virus.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, there's a few people. There's a, even like on our county alone, there's probably, I think, a handful of people that have it, and then a bunch of people that have retested. Mostly they're medical people that were helping the people that have it. Yeah, it's interesting. I have a big very important appointment at our local hospital on Tuesday that I've been pretty much obsessing about for 10 weeks. So it's still on as we talk right now. So I'm hoping they don't cancel it. Cause, like I said, it's been occupying my mind for a long time. But yeah, other than that, yeah, kid's awesome. He's almost a year and a half and went hiking today and just, no, we're not doing it. I'm literally not doing anything different. But then again, we don't live in L.A. like you do. We are in the middle.
Yeah.
We are not in the middle of nowhere, but it's easier to go through it where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I mean, you know, I cook all our meals anyway. You know, we almost rarely go out now, especially with.
Yeah.
He may be 18 months, but he's already in that two-year-old attitude of he's just a nightmare when we go out to a restaurant now.
Yeah.
And he's not like a dick or anything, but he's just crazy. Like he's just banging on stuff and he wants to go to everyone's table and talk to them. And so it's better off. We're all staying in. So we'll see. My wife works from home anyway. So that's not a new thing.
Right. Oh, she just does that permanently? That's interesting. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, her company's out in California and yeah, she works. We actually just I'm in her office right now. We just built her an office this winter that's finished and I literally just finished painting it today.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Right on time.
We got a whole added a guest room to the house and so it's like half guest room and half her office.
That must be a big room.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, the downstairs of our house pretty spacious. So we put up a wall by the living room, and it's great. Came out really nice.
For sure. Sorry, but I turned up the wrong thing. But yeah. So as we continue our introduction to this series, we can talk up some ideas for topics.
Yeah,
I have a few already. But to start, we got to take care of a couple of orders of business. And the first order of business is, what do I use for the intro music for any of these segments? So we're going to do 26. We could even do more if like you said, like things really start cooking and we really have this outbreak last well over 2 months.
And you're going to go in alphabetical order, I'm guessing?
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah. And this is the
excellent.
A. We're already doing the A right now. Like this is the A for... A to Z introduction, basically.
Wow, that's pretty sneaky.
It is. I thought that would be a convenient way to start this. So I wanted to get like a... Every time I do a segment, you probably heard it on the show, I always do some music for it.
Right.
I don't have to, but I wanted to get your advice as to which of these two themes might make the most sense for the theme of this strange time and these... in this new anthology series. So I've got two choices, and you probably know what one of them are, but First, I'm going to play the other one. So this is called Ghost Town from the Specials. Are you familiar with them? Are you familiar with the Specials?
No, I'm not, but I'm looking forward to hearing them right now.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so that's the first one.
Okay.
Let that play out a little bit. See what you think.
This town is coming like a ghost town. All the clubs have been closed down.
Right.
This place.
Okay, go ahead and chime in, Junkman.
I like it.
You like it? Okay.
Yeah, it's a little odd. Yeah.
Yeah. Specials are one of
kinda
the first
set,
that
set the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like a,
yeah,
a little serious, you know.
Yeah.
Where...
yeah. That song came out about, I think it was 1980, and it was in reference to the Brixton riots of that time in the UK. So they were really concerned about riots and things, and the Specials going out in town, seeing fights in the stands. Like they were, so this is a little bit about that, but it seemed very pertinent to this situation, because people aren't allowed to go out to anywhere, so a lot of stuff is kind of just shut down. So that was an interesting choice. All right, so that was number one. All right, and
yeah.
Number two is a song you already know. From the Mighty Diamonds called Pass the Coochie. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Pass the coochie from the left hand side. Pass the coochie from the left hand side.
I like the smoking effect in the middle of that. Okay, so you know the song already. You've heard it before in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
You, yeah. Oh, okay. What are your thoughts on this one?
My first thought is during the, you know, the current pandemic, it might be wise to not, like, smoke things and pass them to someone else and have them smoke it and
get
your spine
right.
all over.
Oh, that's a really
I'm
good
thinking
point.
That was my first thought when I hear that song. Mm-hmm. Anytime I hear the song, I just see a bunch of people smoking joints and passing them to each other and
exactly,
slobbering all over.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And, but, you know, other than that, that's only my own personal thing. It's a fine song.
Yeah. Okay.
But not very hygienic.
No, maybe this is a bad message we're sending with the song. I think that's...
If people are coming to you, you know, as they usually do for education and entertainment,
yeah, mm-hmm.
that doesn't qualify.
No, good point. Perhaps in a different theme we could use this, but not as good.
Yes.
Okay. So I think we've decided it. We'll go with Ghost Town for the intro and see how that goes for the...
And you could just use that. You can use that one, like the second one, for if Andy ever comes on.
I think he would appreciate
just for him.
It. That's pretty good. Okay, so that takes care of that. So we're done with that. Now, second order of business, the Q episode is the one that the two of us are scheduled to do later, officially.
Right.
And it doesn't even have to be anything. We can just call it Q. And I wrote in my list, Q, a random question special with Junkie. That's how I have it labeled right now. But if we could do a Q topic, what kind of a Q topic is coming to mind at the moment?
Well, obviously it has to be, like you said, quarantine.
Quarantine? Okay. Yeah, I did bring that
up. That's it right now.
Yeah.
Quarantine radio.
It is.
You could just, you know, we could have a whole bunch of questions based on quarantines, like where would be the best place to be quarantined, you know, some supplies to be quarantined, you know, there's so many things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what the actual definition of quarantine is. how much freedom do you get? I don't think it's like a prison. You're not.
Right. I mean,
you know, sequestered, but.
Yeah. Good question.
I mean, people are all over the news. I'm reading about these self-quarantines. I mean, I can't trust these. What are people doing? It's self-quarantining. People can barely take care of their own business, and they're going to, I'm going to rely on them to self-quarantine. There's no way.
Yeah. That's fair. Because we don't know the extent to what they're quarantining. And then other people in the house, are they safe from them? And, you know, are those other people getting out? Then there's not really much of a quarantine, is there?
Yeah, this isn't China where we can all, you know, just have, like, soldiers on the corner of a block with guns saying, get in the house. We don't do that here. They know how to do a quarantine over there.
Right.
Get in your house. If you come out, we'll shoot you.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me in the text. Yeah.
Virus over.
Well, I mean, not over, but yeah, I mean, as
Russia had like one case, and it was like boom, shut the borders off.
Wow,
done. We're not getting that crap.
Dude.
We just don't do that kind of stuff here, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's very drastic, right? Like, is that even what we want to do? Not necessarily. I think there has to be a quality of life and a component to it as well, but. You know, I guess if you really wanted to take action, maybe you do. But you're right. I don't think the public at large would really appreciate that level of treatment.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
Yeah, it would be tough. Like, it would be tough to get that to pass muster. So what we've had so far is, and so yeah, we'll go with quarantine then. Yeah, I guess we can do quarantine life or quarantine. I just write quarantine. The quarantine episode, right? I can do that.
Correct.
Yes.
And so these other A to Z, are you looking for, you're just going to pick a word or a topic and then just spend it, the episode?
It doesn't have to be strictly on that topic, but it would be just the underlying theme of the show. So here's some examples. I got a few. First of all, we'll have my friend Chris in Georgia, who you used to see as Sports Pope on the message board on the MikeFrancesa.com.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. So I put him under C so that we can get him on sooner. And as opposed to putting it under N for NBA report, which is what our segment is normally. So I'll have him on first. And then basically we're just going to do a little touch up on the Rudy Gobert incident and how it shut down the whole planet, basically. Because did you notice that everything really shut down from that point? Like when he got tested, that was the moment. It was that, and then Tom Hanks getting tested at the same time. But I feel like those happened concurrently.
Yeah, I think like you said, the Gobert thing, I mean, the sports world really kind of led most of this, starting with the NBA, and then all the leagues just started shutting down, and I've never even come close to experiencing any of that kind of stuff. All of them just stopping dead in their tracks where, I don't know, I'm an actor who's hanging out in Australia, it's like, whatever, you know. How much does Tom Hanks even, especially an actor of that humongous magnitude, they don't really, they're not around normal people anyway.
Right.
They have, you know, they go to their car and they go to the house and another house and the private planes, and this guy's playing in arenas every 3 days in front of 20,000 people, and then sweating and spitting and, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, absolutely.
That really just freaked everyone out. I think the NCAA guy just admitted today that was the story that snowballed for them and led them to canceling everything.
Yeah, there's a very definite change in how sports treated the cessation of their activities from before that day and after that day. But I got to say, the NBA media did speculate that possibility because they said, if one of the guys in the NBA got coronavirus, they had to shut the whole league down because, they travel together, they play a bunch of teams in different nights, and that's a lot of people that you come into contact with in only a week. So
yeah,
they really had no choice. Like, once that was done, it was over.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, it just shows how all these things affect. Yeah, the officials, you know, they travel, they go to different sites, you know, trainers and the media too, you know, cover these things, flying back and forth. And so, I mean, we have such a culture here, you know, everyone's super on very, like industrial and urban, you know, everyone's traveling on doing all this stuff, very, people from all over the place, you know, in some of these other countries where it's pretty much just, you know, the nationality of the country, you know, outside of some tourist spots, you know. I mean, we weren't down in Miami, and we were in Miami in February for 2 weeks. And I mean, holy cow, there was just every nationality I could ever imagine. So just people from all over, and just, it's very hard to contain in a place like that, where like we said, in China or these other places, especially in some rural areas, people are going to get sick and die, unfortunately, but you can kind of contain it pretty, a lot easier than you can here, where everybody's flying in and out of different cities and driving and borders, and just, it's a little more unruly here. And not like a mean way. There's like, it's harder to contain.
Yeah. There's no question about it. I think this is the biggest challenge. I think this country presents the biggest challenge for this coronavirus that there is. And for what it's worth, the virus itself is not necessarily that threatening compared to, say, Ebola, where 63% of people who contracted it died. This is right. Not as serious in terms of what the effects are. The problem is the spread has been greater than anything we've seen in recent history, like 139,000 right. cases compared to 8,000 for SARS and less than that for the Ebola virus. I mean, that's pretty frightening.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that this is always the golden question when it comes to sports doing what they did, basically stopping sports? Do you think that that was prudent, or do you think it might have been an overreaction where instead maybe you could have just tried playing without fans instead? Where would you be on that, on the meter?
I was of the opinion early on about playing without fans, really for the reason of, I think it would be fascinating to see what it would look like, what it would feel like, because with that, that doesn't ever happen. I mean, especially when they were talking about a Final Four with no fans, you know, and the giant cavern of the Georgia Dome or whatever it's called now, Mercedes-Benz, whatever. That would, to me, would have just been fascinating as far as just like a moment or a cultural moment to see how these kids react and how you do with no home court advantage. So that's where I was kind of thinking. When I was back in my newspaper days, we were covering this isn't compared to a big time stadium, but we were covering a playoff game, and it was probably a couple thousand people. And it was a huge fight between, it was like very kind of preppy school and a very urban school, and there was a fight on the court, which wasn't that big of a deal, but then it spilled into the crowd and it got completely out of control. So long story short, it was, you know, they canceled the game that day and then they agreed to replay it a couple of days later without fans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just family and, you know, a few media. So they finished a quarter and a half of the game in this, you know, semi-decent sized place, like I said, a few thousand people. You know, like a kind of like a small, like D1 college type arena. And it was wild. Just, you know, the echoes and the coaches screaming, but you're hearing every word the coach saying in the huddle. Mm-hmm. You know, it was definitely a different experience. So it would have been interesting to see that go. But,
I
don't know. I think it's fine with these few weeks. I hope for, you know, especially people who are really big fans, you know, and just rely on it for their work and stuff, they come back in a few weeks, that this will actually halt the spread of it.
I agree. But it's tough. I first of all, that's incredible that you've experienced that sort of thing firsthand. That is really interesting.
Yeah. I thought of that a couple days ago, and I was talking to somebody. I'm like, yeah, this is like unprecedented. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I think I have a memory of being in a gym with no fans, you know, and yeah, it was kind of like a Mac basketball, you know, like a Siena Iona type gym. So it wasn't huge. It wasn't, you know, Madison Square Garden, but it was still pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I was of the opinion going into all the cancellations that I would have been fine with them playing without fans, and kind of, to be honest, it was pretty selfish because I'd followed the sport much closer than I had in a long time, the college basketball specifically. I was really rooting for the tournament to keep going, just with no fans, and I thought maybe that'd be fine enough. But seeing what's happened, I think I understand why they canceled this. They basically called it off, right? Because once they saw what Rudy Gobert could do to really upend the NBA, you think, well what's going to happen if somebody in the tournament gets a coronavirus and all those teams are within relatively close proximity in each region?
Oh, yeah. You've got, like, sometimes, you know, 6 or 8 teams at one site, one venue, you know, locker rooms and everything. So,
yeah. I mean, in retrospect, it makes a lot of sense now. And it sucks, but as you said, I think it's for the best because I think if we had carried on, and especially if we'd carried on spec, with meaning with all the fans and everything else, man, we might be adding like 3 months to this thing if we had we allowed that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll stink, and baseball will have a shortened season, and those kind of things aren't unprecedented, and football's had shortened seasons, you know, in the past. Hockey, I think in the recent past, NBA when I was in high school, I think.
And it happened again and
started late. So yeah, that kind of stuff isn't in the world. I don't understand why they're canceling golf. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I guess I sort of see it. I really thought they would have been fine because my dad's playing golf still. He's still playing golf right now, so obviously it's not that big a threat. It doesn't seem like that big a threat because you're outside.
Yeah.
There's lots of space.
I mean, you don't. I mean, if I told you that there's going to be no spectators at the Masters, you wouldn't care. Like, you'd be like, oh, that's not going to ruin your experience. They don't get to do anything anyway, you know. They don't get to cause trouble and act all rowdy down at Augusta National. So that wouldn't even have registered. I thought that was a little odd.
I thought maybe in that case it was an overreaction. I think what was happening is that maybe players were getting a little concerned about it because of the field being, maybe the field of any tournament would be about 100 people. Maybe that was the concern more than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess just in general, I was thinking, yeah, I guess travel, like right now.
Right.
There's so many places around the world that aren't, this isn't an issue. But I guess traveling to them is the issue, getting on those planes and, you know, like I have a friend of mine who's running this yoga retreat down in these, you know, these islands somewhere where there's no cases whatsoever. But she's got to fly on there out of like Logan Airport, so they might cancel that too. So,
yeah.
But I heard you get to L.A. and back from New York for $95.
I know. But am I going to do that flight right now? No, I'm not going to do that. Uh-uh. New York's been hit pretty hard.
You have the whole plane to yourself. That'd be pretty sweet.
Once I get in, it's like, I read today that I think they're trying to screen all the people coming back from various countries, and the lines are just absurd. It's just insane.
Yeah. No, yeah, don't get on a plane. Don't get on cruise ships. I mean, like you said, it's a little overreacting. I mean, I understand if you're, especially older, it seems like the elderly are getting a little more, it's a little more risky for them, or if you have any kind of, you know, COPD or lung issue or, you know, smoking, that kind of stuff, or you're compromised that way. But overall, I'm sure there's people walking around who have it and have either fought it off or are sick but are not dying necessarily.
Right, and even the cases we talked about earlier, Gobert and Hanks, they both are actually doing okay. They're just, you know, you've got your flu-like symptoms and they're going to recover, but it's just, you just never know. There's a lot, it's a lot of stuff that people can't control right now, and that's what makes people on edge.
So you have any other topic ideas there?
Oh, yeah, good question. So here's what I have so far. So, Ron in New Jersey and a new guy to the board, Santoro. His name is Chris. I think his first name is Chris. And they're big proponents of FanDuel. And we go on FanDuel. We do daily fantasy. So we'll do a quick, like, daily fantasy segment on one of the shows. And we can really expand on, like, our love of daily fantasy sports and how that's been going on and what we're doing without actual sports for DFS. And to give you an idea of how bleak the sports landscape is, FanDuel is advertising a contest for the Democratic presidential debate.
That was going to be my question, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, that is like rock bottom. Like, if you
what are they doing? It's obviously it's on right now. So what are they betting on? Like, which guy's going to drop dead first?
That's a great question. I don't know what the heck the... I mean, what, like... You only have, like, two people, right? Isn't it, like, two or three people?
Yeah,
like,
that's it. That's it, man. Two old white guys.
Yeah, change, huh? Yeah, right, but anyway...
You're on the pulse of America, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. But it, yeah...
It's rough, man.
Yeah, that's rough. Where you're down to, like...
And whoever wins gets to go take on another old white guy. Who's more out of touch than they are.
You know who I'm rooting for? I think that Biden might actually have a chance in this whole scenario. I think, well, he should, because I think he's winning a lot more of the states recently. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see. You know, the thing
you said Ron and Chris come on and they're going to be betting on the debate.
We'll see. I think we're just going to talk about what
I guess you could bet on like the primaries, like Tuesday. There's another five states.
Oh,
get a little...
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is interesting to me now.
Let me give you a gun to your head question. Those five states. Do you know? I don't know what the five states are, but do you think that Biden will take control of most of them?
I used to know. I used to be such a election primary kind of nerd where I used to know all this stuff off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure it's very Southern focused, which is his wheelhouse. Because last one was a mixture. There was Mississippi but there was also North Dakota Hold on, let me look at them now. March 17th is Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. So it's not Southern focused. I was wrong. But it's pretty big. Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, and even Arizona are all important states for the general election. So this is a good one for Tuesday. This actually has some juice, Dave.
I think that you could do a FanDuel with that. Like, which states?
Yeah, you totally could. Yeah. Those four are big. Yeah, and it's not like there's 15 of them, so you can zero in on those. So my answer to that is, yeah, he'll win three out of four, probably.
Okay.
Bernie's done. Sorry for all the Bernie people.
To be honest with you, I agree with that. I think the momentum that Biden had picked up in recent weeks in certain states, he won. Bernie won California, but that was pretty much it. Like, he was losing a lot of the states.
I think they're going to get to like that. Biden's people are just going to get into that kind of sports analogy of just not running out the clock, but yeah, not doing anything too crazy. He was doing some stupid stuff last week. He was getting, they had him out. He was, I think he told one of the auto workers to kiss his ass, and then he, I think he challenged to take another guy outside and fight him for something. So
wait, who is
Joe? The 78-year-old.
Wow.
Oh yeah, he's been. He's great. I mean, as far as being, you know, off the cuff and very hard on his sleeve kind of guy, which is cool, which is why a lot of people like him. But he also can do little silly things. Yeah, some guy questioned him on his Second Amendment record, and he told him to kiss his ass. And then a couple of days ago, another guy asked him why he voted for the war in Iraq, and they got into a thing about his son who had died and someone else's friend. And yeah, it was. He's good and bad when Biden's off.
This is very entertaining.
Off script. Off script, he can be entertaining, but he can also be like, whoa, easy guy.
Yeah.
But he's, it's going to be interesting. It'll be old man Joe, and I don't know what we're calling the current president right now. But
I'm just going to call him Bernie. But I'm sorry. You jumped ahead.
Yeah.
You jumped ahead.
Biden and the guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I thought maybe we could do, I know we don't, I've never really delve into the politics because it makes you, sweat profusely. But because I was looking at the alphabet and some of the topics and going, well, how the hell are we going to get a topic that begins with X or has something to do with X? So I thought that could be our political presidential topic. I'm not done because it's the perfect word to describe it because you can use xenophobia.
Oh,
and that could go right into the White House, the Oval Office.
Very much so. Very much so. I mean, it was proven in the speech the other day that Trump.
I can't even think of another word that begins with X outside of.
There are plenty of words.
I mean, X-ray doesn't even count because it's like a letter and a word.
Yeah, that's such a cop out.
Such a cop out.
X-ray.
Glad you agree with that.
It's like, that's not a word. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you go on the phone with people and you're trying to spell out a letter, spell out a word, and you use the, Echo Tango, like, these words.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Letters. And, like, X-ray is stupid. It's like, it's not a word. It's like, it's ray, and you added X at the front of it with a dash. That's not a word.
Right. No, it doesn't count.
Yeah. So, there are a few things I could put in there for X. Like, XFL, like, how it's not doing anything right now.
Solid.
Yeah. And then
you got people call up with their like worst ex-girlfriend stories.
Yeah. You could talk about that's actually pretty good.
With some of those guys on the board, man, you'd get some zingers. You get some really good stories.
Yeah, very true. If we could get V-Tread to join us for the ex-girlfriend thing, that'd be something.
That's a good one. Yeah, if you get any, you could just get anybody
or who else could we talk about? Somebody that's lived a life, so Jerry could come on for that too, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, that would just be a roller coaster of the epic proportions that.
Yeah. I like that. It's a good idea. That's a good idea. We'll go with that. So let's see. Here's what else I've got. I got Florida Talk with John and Orlando, a.k.a. Yachts. That's coming up.
Oh, I've had him down for why.
I had him for Y2, but then I was like, well, he's coming on a couple days, so I just used Florida just to, you know what I mean? This is kind of like my creative way of getting some of these people on.
I know somewhere. You're creative, but now you're going to be hitting yourself in the head when you get down to Y, and we're talking about the color yellow and yarn and other things that put people to sleep.
That's fair. I look, this is all subject to
yodeling.
Change. Subject to change. We could put Yachts down there for the Y. Because I guess that's true. It's either that or the song Yellow from Coldplay. That would not be a good topic. I don't want to do that. 45 minutes about the song Yellow. That would not be fun.
Yeah. We could yodel it. We could yodel Yellow.
Yodel Yellow? Yodel Yellow Yodeling Contest. There you
go.
There's an op. That's a topic.
Sponsored by Yahoo.
Sponsored by... Well, we could talk about Yahoo. Yahoo could be a good topic. Why? Maybe not.
Why do they still exist? What are they doing?
They're still like kind of still pretty good with fantasy sports. So I think that's what.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're fine with that. It's just like I go every once in a while. I hit their homepage. I'm like, is this it's like TMZ now. Like some of their.
It's not really a
whoever's placing their top stories. I don't know. But moving on,
that's a good observation though, because I've been on Yahoo the last a few times recently, and I do get that impression. I'm like, what are these?
Some of it is.
Yeah, it's like, what are these headlines? Like, what? And then there was one that I clicked about auto insurance, and it was an ad. I'm like, what? It's like, it did have that feel. So,
have you gotten any other people? To commit doing shows?
That is correct. Nice. I have a couple quickies. we've been meaning to do a show about the movie Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, so we're going to do a feature just on that. We'll have a podcast based on that movie. So that's the U. That's a good one. We got the U figured out.
And oh, that, cool.
Yeah.
I was gonna suggest having people call in with their favorite unsolved mysteries.
That's not a bad one, too. Look, you know, like I said, if this outbreak's really bad, we can just do another A to Z. We'll just do A to Z part two, and we'll just do another A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, J, J, K, L, M, N, L, P, and then we'll take us to December with that.
We'll eventually just do, like, each month, A to Z.
Yeah.
You know, take it one day off a week, and then it's a different topic. So you could just do A to Z movies.
Yeah.
And you break down, like, okay, now we're doing Goonies, and then...
Goonies is good. Some people don't think Goonies is a good movie. They're like, that movie sucked. All right, where are you with
those
Goonies?
Those people are idiots.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I like the Goonies. I think it's a good movie. I've enjoyed it.
It's classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrific movie.
Yeah. Very fun movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's terrific.
Yeah. Who are these communists that are saying Goonies is not good?
I don't know. Maybe they're just pent up on the idea that... that's a great question. I was reading some of that, and they're like, well, it was pretty corny, wasn't that good writing, and I'm like, it's not really meant for, like, the Oscars. It's really a movie for kids. And
so, oh, my God, yeah, and they have to write things that kids would say, you know? So the writing, is that such a... When people do that drives me nuts.
yeah, I hear you.
Some guy who, you know, has got his, like, liberal arts degree from Brown or something. It's like, wow, you know, the writing. Well, they're 10-year-old kids. What did you want the writers to do?
Yeah, for sure. So here's some more.
William F. Buckley. This isn't like William F. Buckley's debating. What's his name? Was it Gore Vidal? I can't even remember now those things. But yeah, screw those people.
We could do a bunch of, like, and I'm not even joking, we could do a bunch of movies on this one. A B, I haven't written it down, but I wouldn't mind doing a podcast dedicated to the Blues Brothers' upcoming 40th anniversary. And that's in June, but we can do it now. So B for Blues Brothers would be
Brothers.
Phenomenal.
I thought you could get your guy from Virginia to talk about beer breweries or something.
The brewery that he's not going to be allowed to run, though, because they
oh, yeah, that would kind of be...
Yeah, that'd be kind of a downer. I thought about that for sure, but then I saw that note today. I was like, oh, man, that sucks.
Something booze-related.
Yeah.
You saw what note today?
Well, because they were announcing that they're starting to limit crowd sizes to 25, and then Gavin Newsom in California basically told bars and brew pubs to take a hike, so... That's gonna, like, that kind of ruling in Virginia is gonna kill starting pitcher's operation.
Yeah, well, they haven't even opened yet, though, right?
No, but they did announce on Facebook. It was yesterday, something about a grand opening, and then I'm thinking,
now we gotta push that back, guys.
Yeah, yeah, they do. But beer was certainly on the table for the B. I did want to, like, I mean, a beer episode, just in general, would be a really cool idea. Like, let's just do an entire show centered around beer. I think that would be really cool. So,
yeah,
stay tuned for that. We might have that. I could even get Chris in Georgia to talk about the beer, because he loves beer more than I realized. Like, it was only in the last 2 months that I got a complete picture for how much he enjoys beer, and he really does. Like, he's having a beer when we do each of our NBA shows, and he always has a very nice local Georgia brew on hand when he's doing a show with me. So that might be a
very good nice.
Yeah. So you'd be in favor of beer for the B?
Oh yeah. I mean, there was a stretch for our show back in the day where I was pretty hammered for all of our shows.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you were definitely taking in some.
Would they hammered? I'm exaggerating there, obviously. For effect, but.
Maybe
because it was still early. It was still early by then. It was like, you know, 10 o'clock.
Was it 10? Yeah, I guess right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it wasn't that late, but that's still. I remember you talking about some of the beer you've had over the years. You said you were a big fan of, what was it, Anchor Steam or Fat Tire? I think there was one you hated, and I think Fat Tire might have been the one you hated, but I don't remember.
Fat Tire, I can't stand.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Okay, so Fat Tire is not the one you don't like. And the one you like is Sierra Nevada?
That was a long time ago, yeah. That was like my first fancy beer.
Okay.
Not so fancy anymore, but...
No.
It was a long time ago.
That's true. It's kind of gone into the mainstream, so that's one. What were some of your favorite beers till you went on your diet? Like, what are some of the highlights for you?
The one towards the end I was drinking all the time was this one called Founders. It was like a... It was a... Things called All Day IPA was the name of it. I was always kind of a hop head.
Founders,
But I think they got bought out. I think they got bought out too. I think they're kind of becoming a little more mainstream too. They were a small kind of thing, and I think Michigan maybe they were from. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, I have some friends that were just hyper into the craft beer and driving all these breweries that open up. You know, and they got to buy. Cases. I have a buddy of mine who drove just Friday to some place in Massachusetts, Treehouse, or well, I think it was Treehouse Brewery. Kid spent like $700. He's not going to drink all of it. You know, once he's not like me, but he just goes up there once a month and stocks up, and this is some unbelievable time. So yeah, there's a whole. And he goes on, he's got this app, and they check in with a bunch of other little beer nerds and talk about what they're drinking. It's crazy.
That really is. That really is. Now, I've been making my runs to the store to get beer, too. And I'll tell you what, I did see some Founders IPA up there. So your guy is all day. I'm going to pick up on some of that. I'll try that out. We'll see how it goes.
Nice.
Shit, we could just do beer episodes every. We could do a beer episode every week. It's like,
yeah, you could do a beer one, you could do a movie one, you could do a food one. I think I wrote down one thing for you. You got to do your letter T. I think is a no brainer. You have to do an episode on tacos. Literally the greatest food in the history of the world.
That's a fantastic call. I would.
And you're in the epicenter in L.A. of the greatest one. So
then I think what it would be for me is I got to find someone who is up on the scene as much as I am. And so I'll find that person.
Yeah.
That's a great call. That's a really good call. I like that a lot. Thank you for the suggestion. It's a really good idea.
Because you got to mix. I figure just with you, with your past and with your stuff, you got to mix food in somehow.
Of course.
A couple of these things.
Yeah. This is the, this is
sports,
the...
sports, food, movies. Those, you're just kind of like your wheelhouse there.
Ah, it really is. Yeah, then we get to do them all in this A to Z series. So that's pretty cool. All right, so we come up with beer, tacos. That's a great idea. The quarantine, uncut gems. We have yachts. We have Jerry and Piscataway. He will join us somewhere in there. We have the golf guys, Mike and John. They will join us somewhere in there. I think we'll have Tommy join us somewhere in there too. And I don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll figure that out later. And then...
That would be... Yeah, all right. Are you going to, post the schedule of this? Because I need to know when, I haven't heard Tom in forever.
You're right. It's been a while. Yes, we're going to definitely, I'm just trying to figure out what the schedule is first. So I have the schedule, privately. And once I have that locked in, then I will definitely put up on the website, what's coming up when. So that would be, we should have some semblance of it. I'm not going to be able to do the entire thing in one sitting, but I can, for a given week, I'll be like, okay, this week we're going to have these guys on, you could do that.
So. I think as an added element, tell me what you're thinking about this idea. When you have our guys, that I know and that from the board on, but I know you're going to do ones with other things. But if you have the Andes and the Toms and, when there's a special board co-host, I'll text you one random question for that person.
I love it.
Just one. I don't want to take over your whole topic of the show, but I can make it random, not so random, I guess, to the topic that you're doing.
Okay.
So just because those guys used to do, you know, for all those years, basically propped up our show with awesome questions. So in the event that it's a, if you think about it and you think it's a good idea, you don't have to commit to it now. But if you're like, you know, I wonder what that guy would, I wonder what Kevin would ask Andy when we're talking about golf, you know, like I said, it's not completely random because there's a person and a topic already, but I don't know. There's always that, there's that side of me that's always like, you know what, one of these days I'll turn the tables on all these clowns.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we should. That was like one of the most coolest ideas. Thank you for reminding me. I will keep you informed then from here on out, like what each recording is going to be, and then you're free. Absolutely. Text me a random question for that group or that person or whoever's doing that topic, and we can.
Yeah, and if it works out, you know, with painting at the house and the 1-year-old going to sleep, I could always call in with it. You know, if you're, we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is gonna be good. This will develop. When do you think you're gonna do the first one? Besides this one, obviously.
Well, the first one's coming up. The people listening right now will know that it's being published on Monday, March 16th. So it's coming right out. It'll come out at the beginning of the week. We have a St. Patrick's Day that will have probably no activity in the streets.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. But
it'll be easier to clean up. No puke on the streets.
Yeah, it'll be less work for the street workers, I guess. But so we won't. St. Patrick's Day will not be one of the topics because it's too soon in the order. And it's probably not going to really happen for all intents and purposes. So that stinks, but it is.
Yeah, you guess, moving on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, exactly. It's a necessary thing to do, I think. So it'll be tough for a lot of people.
Yeah. You can get into it as we go with these shows, but it's necessary, but it's also one of those things where maybe, you know, people, I say this all the time when stuff like this happens, but, you know, maybe people will have a little more value to things now or not take things for granted. I don't know. Just, I get into this whole, like, pie in the sky idealist thing when bad things happen. I mean, I'm a pretty, I'm not going to say I'm a sad person, but I'm not like a happy-go-lucky, bopping around kind of dude. But when I end up becoming that when things are worse, I guess. Like on my normal day, I'm always sort of trend negative. But when these things happen, I take a more positive, you know, lane here, I guess, and hoping that something good will come out of it. And if it's just people washing their hands more, if hygiene just improves, you know, that's a win because there's some disgusting people out there. you read those things just like I do on the board, all those gym stories, people doing stuff, and that's disgusting. I wouldn't be just. And then the other thing, people, you know, there's bigger conversations about, you know, paid sick time and those kind of things, but just people staying home when you're sick, like seriously.
Yeah.
Not just for this one, but just in general.
Yeah, save yourself.
You know, the next flu that comes after this could be way worse.
Well, that would be really something. Yeah, but you have to be ready, I think. And this has definitely been an education for a lot of us to practice basic habits that, like you said, it's finally time to enforce them. And I think that's a very
And if you think about it, if you really take. You know, peel it back, and then when you really read what they're talking about, and they say, you know, you can't do anything about being old. You know, the elderly are at risk, blah blah. But they always talk about compromised systems and people who aren't so healthy. Well, if you can extrapolate backwards, people, and say, holy shit! Well, the next time this comes, if I'm healthier in my daily life, if I get it, I'm going to survive. I'm not going to be the 3% or the 6% that go down. So I'm going to stop eating shit and I'm going to exercise and quit smoking. And so if it does come again, I'll get it, but I'll be fine. I'll be sick for 2 days and I'll move on. But all these people are like, oh, you know, they keep going on and they can barely walk up a flight of stairs and they're going to get it and they're going to be shot. They're going to be done. They're going to go, oh, I don't understand why I'm so unlucky. I got this flu and I died. Well, you're not, you couldn't, maybe you don't have to be so unlucky and, you know, do a couple of sit-ups and maybe take some yoga. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stop drinking Coca-Cola and have some water, dude.
Yeah, water would certainly be a step, or just getting off of soda would be a step in the right direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you that from...
Look at you. They can look at you right now. You're running 10Ks and all this other stuff. And
in
insane times for a beginner.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm very glad and I'm blessed too. And you're right. Good habits led me here. And I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You messed around with some diet stuff, some weird things, some stuff I don't approve of. But, you know, you did it. Worked for you. You kicked ass and now you're... Like I said, you're running, you're probably, you know, walking around Santa Monica with way more confidence. You're probably bopping up and down, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that. I think you could say that. And so now the challenge for the exerciser is how are you going to do it? Because there's a pretty large probability that gyms across America are going to shut down too. And it's already... The recreation center at UCLA just announced today that they will be shutting down for the foreseeable future. All the gyms, all the pools, everything. It's shut. It's gone.
They have to, man.
Yeah,
they have to. These things, from what I read this morning, they live longer on surfaces. It's not even transferable by food, according to what I've read. So to me, a gym or a library or something, you know, these surfaces is where these can last for 2 or 3 days where it can't be transferred by food. And the food is what they're closing down, the restaurants. And I understand it's because people gather there too. But, I mean, we all have been to these places. They don't clean them that well. It's not like it's your home bath, you know.
Right.
They maybe wipe them down, but what are they using? So the gyms, they have to close. It's just, they have to. If they're closing down your brew pub down the street from your house, they have to close the gym. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what absolutely one lent into the other, because you saw those announcements around the same time. So you weren't going to have one happen without the other one happening at the same time. Father's Office Beans is probably off the books then, which is sad, which is like, that's our spot. And
that's your spot. Yeah. I mean,
that's going to suck
for
a while.
There are going to be people who go out of business. Unfortunately, that's going to really suck.
Yeah.
You're going to hear some of those things, but
yeah.
Hopefully they can weather the storm and the month or so maybe, and maybe their landlords don't have to be such dicks and give them a break for a month. I don't know. What will happen?
It's a lot of
roll over into the next. Yeah.
Yeah.
But probably more of like an individual thing, but we'll see. Yeah.
Indeed. Well, I really want to thank you for your time, Kev.
Yeah, man.
This has been a lot of fun. Feel free to come back for any of these, too, if you want to join in as one of these other topics. I'll keep you in the loop on that, too. I'm very excited to do this, and I appreciate your endorsement.
Oh, man, you got it. I'm sure you'll knock it out of the park and be good. It'll be another good thing. Yeah, you'll hear from all those guys again. It'll be good. Everybody get this stuff together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the goal ultimately. It's just an aid to entertain everybody, and hopefully we can just talk with each other and get ourselves through what is a very scary situation.
Yeah, I bet you're gonna look. Yeah, you'll look back on this after the next couple months, and be like, wow, you either learned something or you had something you didn't know. It'll be cool. It'll be it's a really good idea.
Cool. All right. Well, in that case, have a good evening, Juckman. We'll be in touch, and hopefully more of the same from us down the road.
Yep, you got it, brother. Take care.
You too, man. Take care. All right, buddy. That's Kevin on the Cape. That's our program tonight, and that's our introduction to the A to Z series. Thanks for listening, everybody. I am Dave Medina. You can find us on Twitter at DidCal. You will not be seeing much of the Twitter, but we might still post the links to the episodes. Beyond that, we'll be on your Apple Podcasts, Dave in the City Out West, and on the web at didcow.com, where we can break down some of the details of the schedule for the A to Z anthology. We'll see you next time.